Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection. Happy New Year, everyone. This is my first show of 2014, so I'm so excited that you're listening to it. And if you're not, I will put it on social networks so you'll have a chance to listen to it after the broadcast. Anyway, my guest is a fantastic friend and fellow Constellation Facilitator teacher, Krista Girard. She's also an astrologer, so she does systemic healing, constellations, trainings, and all kinds of transformational stuff. And she has the uniqueness that she can tie in astrology to it all, which we're going to talk about that a little bit, but she's a fantastic facilitator who's been at it a number of years like me, and she also trains people. So we're going to talk about her upcoming training in early spring. So let me get her on the radio now. And she's not quite ready yet, so let me just tell you a little bit about Constellations while she calls in here. And Constellations is what I do as well, and we've been at several trainings together, and she really loves the Hellinger approach, where we look at the larger family system and what is going on in a family system that we carry for the family system here. And with that, we have an energy field that opens up that allows us to heal and transform something we're carrying for some other generation that didn't even happen while we were alive. That's the amazing thing. Every family system has a consciousness, and in that consciousness, there's a whole plethora of issues that weren't dealt with or completed at the time that the events happened within your family system. And we have a way and a way to go back in time to transform the energy that got stuck. So lots of times there's trauma in a family system, like a Holocaust or whatever, that got stuck. And in that, the movement of the consciousness of the family got stuck as well. So they're so stuck in the trauma of an event that occurred that they didn't have time to complete it because unfortunate circumstances of a war, a Holocaust, an accidental death. So we carry that trauma forward into the future, which is our present. And what we want to do is not to keep the past alive, but to finish the past so we're not carrying anything but the positive life-giving force that we were endowed with by our birth into the family system. And I do constellation work in L.A., and let me just see where Krista is. She's supposed to be calling in here, and I'm not sure what's going on with that. And we also welcome callers to call in. And also, let me see where Krista is here. She's supposed to be calling in. And it's just fantastic how she blends astrology with it and everything that's going on the planet right now. And it's just wonderful how she integrates both. So we can see how the cosmos affects us on a personal level and familial level. And yes, so it's absolutely wonderful, and I can't say enough about it. So I'm not sure what her glitch is getting on the show here. She's supposed to be calling in, and let me see if I can just find out what is going on here. I'm very sorry for the technical difficulty here, and I don't know why she's not calling in right now. And let me just send a quick email. Yes, I'm not sure what's going on here, but we will just get her to call in right now. So constellations are absolutely amazing, and I'm just trying to pop her an email because I can't understand why. Let One second, a little technical difficulty here. I'm not sure what's happening. There, so hopefully she'll get this message here. My apologies because here she is. Hello, Krista, are you there?
I am
Hello,
there.
Krista, there. What happened? I've been trying. Anyway, I'm so glad you're here. This is my first show with Conscious Connection here with you, and we're running a little behind here because there was some trouble linking up here. However, that happened.
There was.
It is behind
but
us
I
now.
Was on the line. You didn't hear me, but I'm happy to be here. You
good,
can hear me now.
Excellent. You always call the show number, just for future reference, 347. And anyway, I'm telling people about constellations, so we gave them a little backup as what constellations are. So I'm so glad to have you on the line for my first show of 2014. My apologies to our listeners for the little glitch in hooking you into the studio line here, but we have you here now. So I've told them what constellations are from my point of view, where I've been a facilitator as long as you. So how about constellations for this time on the planet? Talk to our listeners about that so they'll understand how you mean that, the context of how you mean that.
Thank you. And thank you, Gary, for having me on your show. And I'm just so pleased to have this opportunity to speak with your listeners. I don't know what our glitch is, but I'm happy that we're connected in now. So, yes, I'm really passionate about bringing this perspective. When I facilitate the constellation work, and you know, we have the systemic perspective, but there's a bigger perspective as well, and it really is about what's happening on the planet at this time, and the importance of paying attention. And I don't think there's anyone that would be listening or not listening that isn't aware that something is significant that is transpiring right now. So I bring with me to this call this afternoon my astrological background, and which brings in a bigger perspective of the dynamics of the astrology of this time and how this time is really potent, potently set up for transformation, for change, and kind of what we've been working with here since about 2012, which will continue into 2015, these particular planets and how they're engaging with us and how we can engage with them.
Because I know some people have looked at the planets are in line now, if I'm not mistaken, at the same time during the American Revolution in 1776, if I'm correct in my astrological...
Yes, you're correct in that. Yeah, you are correct in that. So, you know, it's so interesting when we look at the two planets that are involved, which are Pluto and Uranus, and they're in an aspect to each other. And this is not a harmonious aspect. It's an aspect that allows something to happen, and something will happen, and things are happening. But the energies of both of these planets have so much to do with our work. Pluto has to do with the unconscious, the subconscious, the karmic wounds, the family inheritance, transformation. Basically, Pluto is transformation at the deepest level.
Mm-hmm.
And Uranus holds the energy of change, of deconditioning, you know, from that which no longer serves us. It can, it brings revolutionary change. Some out of left field, sometimes at a blink of an eye. So all we have to do is turn on the radio or the TV or in whatever, social media, and we see what's happening. And sometimes it can be overwhelming, and that's part of this time too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just really how can we find our place, how can we connect with all the support that's available to us because the truth is we could all use all the support that we can get. And that's where family constellation work comes in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the irony that a lot of people come to constellations and they may complain about weakness or the negatives of their family system, but what we often find is that there was a tremendous source of strength and resilience that was hiding amidst the trauma or was perceived as weakness.
Exactly. So, you know, that is always the journey to reconnect to the natural flow of love in the family system. And definitely so many people are afraid to even look there. You know, it's understandably so. Understandably so. You know, our clients that work with the constellation work are courageous. I'm always in awe and honored to be, you know, to be working with someone that is being proactive in their personal evolution. And that's really a lot of what this time is about. It is about a fast forward evolutionary energy right now.
Yeah, and I mean, progress is predicated on change anyway, so we should get with the program and not be afraid to change, because very often I find when I work in family fields, the irony of ironies is they did survive, but the life force is kind of stuck, afraid to move because there was trauma in the historical family system. And what I tell people is we're trying to be more present so we can move past it and live the life that we were meant to live.
Exactly. And so the energy of this time is really here to support us. I mean, it is, you know, if we're all here on the planet at this time, mm-hmm. That's for a reason. And
yes,
so I have noticed a change in when I'm working with clients in the past few years, just the past few years, that the room feels fuller than it used to be, you know.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This might be a conversation just for just facilitators, but it just feels like all of our ancestors are present. And, you know, on the other side of the pain is the blessing. And so I definitely many times get the sense that there is an urgency that's not only coming from my clients, but it's coming from their lineage as well, and that seems to be a little stronger these days, and you know, maybe it's just me, but that's my sense. It's like there's a lineup, you know, like the planes are queued up to take off. And there's a lineup for healing, and so much can transpire in a constellation.
Absolutely, so, and I love how you're describing it, navigating the waters of now. I just think that's so succinct, simple, and brilliant. I can't thank you enough for coming up with that, because that's what we're doing. Life is always on the move, and whether we're ready or not, life is moving and changing. So for us to get with the program and move with it rather than against the flow, I think is very important.
It's very important, and I think it's going to be, you know, in this year and the coming years, it's just really people that are holding on to how it has been are the people that are going to have the most challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can, you know, take a step towards whatever work it is, whatever work that you're called to, if it's constellation work, beautiful. But if you can take that step towards movement, just doing something to be proactive, that's not about ignoring this, which really wants us all to move.
Yes.
To let go. Yes.
Yeah, there's no time to waste anymore. You know, we really have to be present.
There's no time to waste, right.
Yeah, and why wait for your dreams to come true? Do what you need to do now to make that happen.
Exactly.
One thing I want to talk about, a second thing, is engaging with the energies of change to the best of our ability. I think constellations support that. Your astrology combined with that supports it. And what do you recommend for our listeners to not be afraid of?
Well, you know, that's a thing that is kind of going with this time period, that it feels like there is more fear that's present. The world feels unstable. And so people want to move to their comfort zone. So there's like this this paradox going on. We want to move to our comfort zone to try to feel as safe as we can. But if that means going backwards or staying stuck, it actually is doing exactly what we don't want to do. So that's why it takes a little, a little courage to take that step if you haven't been involved with constellation work. Once you become involved with it, you understand that it's a journey that can move things very quickly. As you know, things can move very quickly, and it's always about love.
It's always
about reconnecting to love.
And I think that's important for our listeners to understand that, I mean, really, no matter what happens in the life force of any family system, there was very often a hidden love there. And we come from that place, even though there's scary changes that we can participate in or create in our own system of life here. Generally, it's all about love. It's about loving yourself and loving your life enough to change. And we don't really disrespect our ancestors by leaving the past in the past, which is what I really like about constellation. It keeps us in the now and, of course, navigating in the waters of now.
And participating in the now in a more authentic manner. Liberated to be on our soul's path, to be in alignment with our soul's path, and make our important contribution to this time, because we all need to be present, present and accounted for, and and the thing that is always so beautiful for me is to see how our ancestors want us to thrive, just like we would want our children to do well. Our ancestors are just given a little bit of adjustment and inclusion and being seen and reconnected. They're our cheering section. They're our support.
Absolutely.
Right.
In constellation. We feel them there. We feel their presence in constellations, too, which is amazing in and of itself.
Right. So I always hold this image. I've had the opportunity to work with several spiritual teachers that have had, kind of worldwide communities for awakening, and they understand that the family inheritance is like the first step that you would want to transform the family inheritance, and that would allow you to, to move on. So it was working with one of those groups that I get this image of if a person standing, and instead of being held down, it starts out as not a pretty image, but being held down by the ankles, by, whatever has transpired in the family that has been difficult and challenging. The movement from that to the ancestors being the wind beneath your wings and really allowing that liftoff and that awakening. And, that's what this time is about. It is about awakening to a new consciousness.
Absolutely. And I think all of us are really, whether we think we're up for the challenge or not. I mean, the challenges will come to us to get us to that place, which is really, you know, people say, oh, there's so much negative things happening in the world. But what I try to alert people is there's positive and negative happening simultaneously. And I feel with the Pluto or the astrological things, the transformation is happening faster and faster. Every single person I know in every circle of my life say 2013 was the fastest year of their existence. It's like January, and then it was Christmas. I mean, it was really time speeding up at an unbelievable rate. That means transformation is going to speed up at an unbelievable rate, especially for 2014.
Right, and I am experiencing that. Certainly I experienced that in my life and with the people around me, but I am experiencing that with the constellation work, that when I have clients that I can work with ongoingly, constellation work is always pretty mind-boggling, even after doing it for 14 years, right? But I'm still humbled. I'm still, my consciousness is still expanded when I work with a client that can, you know, maybe after two constellations, three constellations, they're standing in a whole new plane of existence.
Right.
So that's definitely faster than it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes. But we have a few minutes here. Now, I really want to make sure you train people, which is absolutely wonderful. So I really want to make sure people know about your immersion program.
Yes, I have in the early spring. We're going to be starting my fourth immersion learning program, which is a 9-month journey into, you know, the mystery and magnificence of life through the constellation work. And it's really geared, I keep the enrollment smaller, more intimate, so we can have a lot of time to focus on personal healing and personal growth. And for me, that's what's most important if you're going to be sharing this work with others, is for you to have worked with and then have the support of your family, have taken your family in deeply. So, yes, we're doing that in San Diego County, and I'm just very excited about that. You know, people refer to it as a 9-month constellation.
Yes. So, and that's one way to get reborn.
I know. but you know, it's an extraordinary experience to get to work with these brilliant people that are drawn to this work and what transpires in the group and the bonds and the experiences is life-changing.
And it takes courage
about
too.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
It takes courage to challenge those movements and move beyond it, but it's always a safe space, I find, and that what I tell people is not to be afraid, because if we could survive, our ancestors could survive the trauma, then we certainly can survive the transformation.
Yes, that's beautiful. I like that. I really like that. I will borrow that.
It's just a different way of
putting it, and it's quite true. Of course, it's quite true. So, and the other thing I'm finding is most of my work is, almost 80% of my work now is via phone, and it's been exciting to see how that develops and just the, how all the different formats of the constellation work are powerful, and they each have their own gifts and blessings and benefits, and it's just always an extraordinary experience and an honor to do this work.
Yes, absolutely. So how do you like to be contacted? I know you have the Center for Systemic Healing down San Diego way. And do you like to be, well, your website is, I want to verbally say it, but our listeners don't have to worry. I'm going to type it in with our live link here on social networks. I'll be posting right after our show here. But your website, which I love the name of it, is familyconstellationwork.net. And you can be called at your 760-645-3435 number. And you run the Center for Systemic Healing. And so people can call you or email you. Do you have an email you prefer? Do they get your email off your website?
I can, yes, I can be emailed at familysoulwork at AOL.com.
Okay,
S-O-U-L, familysoulwork at AOL.com. But yes, I'm happy to take people's calls and, you know, delighted to share this work that, you know, we've been, you know, you have been working as diligently. It takes a little bit of tenacious passion to facilitate this work in the United States. So I'm sure you as well as myself, we get calls from people who have heard about it from their relatives outside of the United States, and certainly look forward to 2014 as a year where it really finds a home here in the United States.
Well, I think it is more and more. I was at the conference in Seattle, and I think people are really ripe for it, so I'm pleased about that. And it's we do it as facilitators, even if clients were scarce when we started out. I'm certainly getting more and more successful, and I'm so happy that you're having a training. I think people are ready for change in America. It was really tough going 10 years ago when we started. We were like pioneers forefront of finding something good, deep, and transformative. And I think the audience is catching up to us because things are shifting so fast in romantic relationships. A lot of baby boomers, their kids are growing up now, so they have time to reflect on what they want to do with the rest of their lives. And a lot of people have careers and things that they're not happy with, so they want something to change. We have a couple minutes left, and we have a caller here, I think.
Okay.
Let's see what our caller is inspired to ask us. Where we have a couple minutes left. Hello, are you there?
Yes.
Hello, I have somebody calling in. You're live online with Conscious Connection with Gary Stewart and Krista Gerard.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Uh-huh. Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Tanya, and I just wanted to ask Krista whatever she can advise me in regards to my family.
Well, that might be a big question.
Tanya, we just have a minute left. We are closing the show here, so I'm going to put Krista's information on the live link to the show here, and I'm sure she'll be happy if you call her at 760-645-3435, or you can go to her website, familyconstellationwork.net, and she can continue the conversation after the show, where we're just closing the show in another minute. We really don't have time to answer that question right now, so you can contact her privately to get that question answered.
Happy to do it.
And contact her, and she'll be happy you. I have to close the show right now. My name's Gary Stewart. Happy New Year. It's 2014. And I thought, what better way to kick off Conscious Connection than someone who I know is fully conscious, evolved to help people change, and train people to do that so we have a better world to live in. My guest has been Krista Gerard. She's a systemic constellation facilitator and also an astrologer. And if you want to navigate the waters of now, there's no better person than Krista. And you don't even have to be live with her. You can do it on the phone. She's very well equipped with her skills and to help you transform your life into the best possible 2014 that you can have. Krista, it's been wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Gary. Thank you for the space that you hold with the work.
Tanya,
and Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And to our listeners, namaste. I have a lot of great guests coming up for the new year, and it's always a pleasure to have Conscious Connection be something you love listening to. Namaste.
Namaste.
Hello?